first some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Here in Washington and in cities across the country today, there will be more demonstrations against the president's immigration policies.
Immigrant organizations have been at the forefront of protests against President Trump's travel ban executive order and his plans for mass deportations of those who are here illegally. Today, many will take part in a nationwide protest called the Day Without Immigrants. From California to New York and in cities large and small, immigrants are planning a boycott. Some are not going to work, others are not going to school. Together, they want to show the contributions immigrants of all backgrounds make to the U.S. on a daily basis. It remains to be seen if the protest is finding its way into the offices of large companies. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
A Mexican woman facing deportation has taken refuge in a church in Denver after immigration authorities denied her request to stay in the U.S. Jeanette Vizguerra has two misdemeanor convictions, and a judge originally issued final deportation orders for her 6 years ago. Democrat Tom Perriello, who's running for governor of Virginia, has apologized for comparing Donald Trump's election victory to the September 11th attacks. Perriello made the remark last Friday at a campaign event.
The election of Donald Trump was a little bit like, a political and constitutional September 11th for us.
Despite Perriello's apology, the remark has drawn condemnation from Republicans and from his Democratic primary opponent, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam. There aren't many dogs and cats used in research and labs in Maryland anymore, but a bill in the Maryland Senate now wants to make sure that a good faith effort is made to adopt out all those animals when experiments are completed.
Research institutions like Johns Hopkins University already adopt out the animals they use for experiments, but others don't, according to Chloe Waterman with the ASPCA.
And so that's the need for this bill.
Hopkins veterinarian and professor Dr. Eric Hutchinson says many of the people who adopt their animals are the researchers themselves, and the bill as written concerns him.
This bill would either require that we identify them and specifically identify them as a potential rescue organization, or that we would not be able to adopt out to them anymore.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia House Republicans have rejected an effort by Governor Terry McAuliffe to raise the felony theft threshold from $200 to $500. A House panel killed that legislation, which the governor had made one of his top legislative priorities this year. Republican delegate Rob Bell says the measure was misguided and that criminals don't need a cost of living adjustment. And Bell argued that increasing the threshold could actually undermine Virginia's low crime rate. Andrew Puzder heads back to his job as CEO of CKE Restaurants Incorporated after withdrawing his name from consideration to be labor secretary. Puzder started losing Republican support after acknowledging that he had at one time employed a housekeeper who was not authorized to work in the U.S. and didn't pay the related taxes until 5 years after firing her. The Washington Redskins are coming home, as it were. Team President Bruce Allen made the big announcement on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show yesterday.
We're so proud to announce a relationship with WML, and we're going to broadcast our games. You're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Holy Moses.
And our fans
yes.
from...
Yes!
our fans from Annapolis to Frederick to Fredericksburg, who have been asking for greater ability to listen to our games, are going to be able to hear it. And we're actually coming home.
And you'll now once again hear Redskins games here on WMAL starting next fall. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,612. The NASDAQ at 5819. Sports, the Maryland women win again, their 14th straight. The Maryland men also win. Virginia loses, so do GW, American, and Navy. NBA, the Wizards are in Indiana tonight. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store, when you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town, DDOT crews on their way to the crash, coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and merging onto the southeast-southwest freeway toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. So in that stretch, watch, we have fire and rescue units on the way. On DC 295, already seeing just that morning heavy rush hour starting to fill in as you head southbound past Benning Road toward East Capitol Street, but lanes open. On New York Avenue, pushing up toward the light of Bladensburg Road, too, a little bit of volume. On 210 northbound, we're still watching you. Prince George's County checking the signal lights and timing as you head north of Swan Creek Road and up to Fort Washington Road North. Have a little extra volume there than we're used to. No problems reported right now. Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, Alexandria. Crews dealing with a water main break off of King Street. Now, they tell me they've kept King Street open, so that's not an issue, but it's in a neighborhood on Park Road between King Street and the Masonic Temple. And you just might see it. It's shooting approximately 50 feet into the air, this water main break. Update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donations to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Push now, some cooler air coming on in. We could say colder, but it's only slightly below normal today. 10 degrees down from yesterday. Mix of clouds and sunshine. That northwest breeze adds a little bite to the air. 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Springfield, 32 in Greenbelt, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Pushback ensues as Donald Trump backs away from a two-state solution in the Middle East. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. That's right. It's Mornings on the Mall, and it's Thursday all day long. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Trey Kovac from CEI, talk about the withdrawal of Andrew Posner as the Secretary of Labor. What's up next? 7:05, Noah Pollock with the Weekly Standard will be along to talk about the meeting yesterday between the President and the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. 8:05, Matt Schlapp from CPAC. That's right, we're going to be at CPAC next week. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Vince Colladay, filling in ably today as our guest host. Good morning to you, Vince.
Just less, a little less than ably, I'd say, but thank you.
No, very ably, I would say. When you talk about grocery stores in this area, there is one that people are passionate about, and I didn't understand it for a long time until they built one in my neighborhood.
You just need to go to one,
and I get it now. Wegmans. I mean, Wegmans is awesome, is it not? Everybody loves Wegmans. They're passionate about their Wegmans. They think it's the greatest grocery store on earth, and I must admit, it's a pretty good shopping experience.
It's a market experience. Sort of walk around. There's everything. There's the little olive bar. There's the many deli meats. There's all sorts of things over there. And then, of course, there's the selection of fine wines.
Well, in some of them, because in Maryland, they don't sell wine. Or at least not the one I'm at, the one that I go to.
Right.
But in Virginia, they sell wines. And among the wines, I think there are some 237 different wines they sell from 58 wineries in the state of Virginia. And one of them is Trump wine. And now Wegmans is under a lot of pressure to drop Trump wines as a product that they carry. And, you know, this is the same crazy nuttiness that's going on. You shouldn't buy Ivanka Trump's clothes. You shouldn't go to Trump properties for vacation. You know, let's punish the Trumps because we don't like the fact that they won the election, which is the silliest thing ever.
Right, and also, by extension, let's punish all the people who work for that company.
Right.
Whose job is not to advance the political stake of Donald Trump. It's to simply be a winer. In this case, it's a winery that's looking to bottle and produce wine because that's their product. That's their lifestyle. Yeah. And yet now there are attempts to boycott Wegmans because they're selling it?
That's right. And so here's our question for you this morning. You know, if Wegmans caves here, what will be your reaction? Will they have a bigger problem from you who will no longer go to Wegmans? Or are you one of the people saying, well, if it weren't Wegmans... You know, I mean, right. if it were any other grocery store, maybe, but it's Wegmans, and gosh, I don't know if I could give that up simply because they decided to drop Trump wines. How will you react as a consumer? And what about all this nuttiness that goes on right now where the people who disagree with this president believe that it's important to punish them by not, you know, taking advantage of the products that they sell? And by the way, you're right about one thing, Vince. It's more than a product. There are people who produce these products who are impacted when things like these happen, when boycotts happen. So there's a move to pressure Wegmans. How will you react? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Well, Wegmans, you know, has been selling bottles from this particular winery since 2008 when it wasn't owned by Donald Trump. It was owned by a separate company. And then Trump purchased it in 2011. To some fanfare. And in fact, prior to his campaigning, I remember a bunch of reporters knew that he wanted to run for president. So they specifically went to the opening of the Trump winery in Virginia. And he gave it to his son, Eric, to run before the president eventually announced that he was going to run for office. So, you know, this has changed hands, this winery. But this winery, again, is a Virginia winery and continues to operate. And Wegmans sells its wine. And yet it's getting caught up in sort of this hysteria that yeah. anything with the word Trump attached to it, which, by the way, there are many things, should be just totally shunned and removed from society. And you should have your livelihood destroyed if you even are in the vicinity of having something with the word Trump appear on it.
Yeah. This is what the group that's against the Trump winery says. Let's demonstrate through economic action that the residents and businesses of Charlottesville will not stand for the hatred espoused by Eric Trump, who runs the winery, and those like him.
What hatred? Name the hatred. Just like be explicit. I don't understand sort of the air of chaos that is constantly surrounding these guys. Nobody ever actually makes a specific allegation. It's just like, he's a racist, he stinks, we're not going to support him.
James in Southern Maryland, start us off here. You're on with Brian, and today it's Vince Colonnaise. What do you say there, James?
Hi, how's it going?
Doing well. What do you think?
Well, I'm already planning on going to Fredericksburg tonight to get my hair cut, so I figured I might as well stop by Wegmans and pick up some Trump wine while I'm there.
So you're going to actually go out of your way to actually buy some Trump wine to send the message that this is something that you want to see there?
Absolutely. As you guys just said earlier, other people are willing to be able to go out of their way to hurt people that are actually completely uninvolved. Instead of doing things possibly the right way, like, yeah, I'm going to go out of my way to go ahead and support him.
And who knows? Maybe the wine is actually terrible, but I'm sure there's some people out there that are I'll buy it and dump it out.
I hear it's actually very good
is
wine.
It?
Yeah, I hear it's pretty good wine.
Wow, okay.
Fred and Frederick, you're up next with Brian and Vince Colonnaise. What are you going to do there, Fred?
Hey, good morning, guys. Don't shop at Wegmans, but Wegmans really ought to start watching it because I'm going to go, and I don't drink Trump wine, but I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
I probably won't even like it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do exactly the opposite of what these people say.
Of course.
Yeah, see, and for the poor, thank you very much, Fred. I appreciate it. But for the poor companies here, like Wegmans, okay, they're just over there selling groceries, right? They don't need this headache. On one side, they can't win. They're going to hack off a lot of people because they sell it, and they're going to hack off a lot of people if they stop selling
it. I love the trend here, which is that Wegmans has not spent a dollar to advertise a thing on this particular issue. And now they're actually getting earned media media from their opponents and creating this notion that people are going to go out of their way instead to start shopping at Wegmans. There are going to be a bunch of red Make America Great Again hats bopping around the wine section now of Wegmans.
Matt at Alexandria. So, how does what are you going to do? What's your take on all this, Matt? You're on with Brian and Vince.
Hey, good morning. I support Wegmans and their statement that they said yesterday. But one of the things that concerns me is that the left is becoming more insane. It's like they're requiring people to have their 2 minutes of hate via, George Orwell, 1984, towards anything that they deem not fit to exist on Earth. It's insanity, and it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's nutty. And I don't like the idea of putting a consumer in the middle in this kind of thing. You know, they didn't do anything to deserve this kind of headache. They're just out there doing what they're supposed to do, which is provide a service to a customer, right? And they're providing good products to a customer for a good price. That's what a company like Wegmans is supposed to do. Bring you groceries, give you a good experience, a good shopping experience. They're not supposed to be caught up in politics. And because these folks have such a hatred for the Trump name and anything that has to do with Trump, they're putting these companies in the middle, and I think it's patently unfair.
And these pressure campaigns are just out of control. I mean, look what happened to like Memories Pizza, a random pizza place. A cameraman walks in and is like, "Hey, would you deliver pizza to a gay wedding?" And he's like, "I don't know, probably not. I guess whatever. That's a weird hypothetical." And all of a sudden, his business is destroyed.
I know.
What is going on?
More of your calls straight ahead. It's now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, let's take you around the Beltway through Annandale and Tyson's. No problems reported there this morning. So we like to get our morning started off nice and easy here, and that's what's happening. 66, same story, just a little bit of that volume into Centerville, Fair Oaks. If you're heading onto the toll road off the Greenway, in good shape, not seeing too much of any problems on Route 7 either. As far as 270, it's the volume through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. 210, they're struggling a bit dealing with the signal lights, the timing. Northbound 210 as you pass Swan Creek Road and up to the light near Fort Washington Road North. So keep in mind, you might need a little extra time and patience just getting through those signal lights. 5301, no problems out of Brandywine, but again, just that volume on the increase. Had the crash reported coming off the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Looks like DDOT arrived and the lanes are open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for cloudy skies today. Some sun breaking out as the day progresses. High of 42, low tonight of 29. Friday, a lot of sunshine, high of 50. But Saturday looks like the crown jewel of the weekend. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy on Sunday in the upper 60s. On Monday, temperatures in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 34 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from designers and save money on one-of-a-kind dazzling jewelry. You'll never want to buy jewelry anywhere else.
6:17, we're talking about Wegmans being pressured by some groups to drop the Trump brand of wine. Yes, that's what it's come to now. The loony on the left have decided that they so have such hatred, such deep burning hatred in their souls for the Trump name and anything that has to do with Donald Trump, that they are actually putting pressure on companies like Wegmans to not sell their wine.
You know, they should just stop traveling to D.C. because Trump is the president. I don't know if they know. So they should boycott the whole city. That would be, I think, an effective way to show their distaste.
That's right, and I would like that just fine. Ellie and Sterling, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnais today. What do you think, Ellie?
Hi. I think Wegmans has already put out a statement that they make all of their decisions based on what sales are. And at least in Loudoun County, they can't keep Trump wine on their shelves. As soon as they stock it, it disappears. And there's a group out here called the Conservative Ladies of Loudoun County.
Yeah.
And in addition to Trump wine, they're happily putting up their cards to Nordstrom's and have moved over to Lord & Taylor and loading up on as much Ivanka Trump as they can possibly do.
Well, you see, now that's the way, if you want to make the point.
Yes.
But again, I really do feel sorry for the people who run these companies that are just trying to sell a product. They're not trying to be overtly political, and all of a sudden they get hammered because they're selling Ivanka shoes. It's the silliest thing in the world. Either go to a company or don't go to a company because of the products and the service that you get. But you know, if you don't like the name, don't buy the product. That is your choice. But to pressure and to these companies to say you can't sell it to anyone, that's not the American way.
And I thought Ivanka was supposed to be the one the left loved. I mean, it's just guilt by association in her case.
Yeah. How about Howard and Laurel? What are you going to do there, Howard? You're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise.
Well, you know, Wegmans is food porn, and, you know, it's just sort of an addiction. You can't get rid of it. Normally, I go up to the one in Columbia and shop, but I think in this case, I'm going to have to go down to the one in Port Belvoir, and I'm going to buy a case of Trump wine, and then I'm going to give it as gifts to all my lefty friends.
There you go.
And here's one other thing, too. Have they announced a boycott against all those card games that have Trump cards?
thank you very much. He thinks he's a comedian.
It's clever. Funny.
Yeah, Sarah and Manassas, you're up next. What do you say there, Sarah?
Hi. well, I'm saying that, you know, it's kind of pointless to try and boycott his stuff and all the things that his family name is on because he's already president. What is it going
well,
to
Well, you're
do?
Exactly right. I mean, you're exactly right, Sarah. The man is the president of the United States. Now, you may not like that, but so tell me how, by attacking a product that happens to have the president's name on it, you are going to change the fact that he is the president of the United States. How effective is that? You know, this really is just vindictive. It's just mean.
Right.
It's like, we just want to hurt him. Somehow. So we're going to try to hurt him financially and hurt his family financially. That doesn't change the fact that he's the president of the United States. It doesn't change one thing politically.
Not
it's just meanness.
I mean, could you imagine if they boycotted Bush this way? The shrubbery industry would have been destroyed.
let's go to Joe in Fredericksburg. You're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise. What do you say, Joe?
Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Well, I say Wegmans is just a business, and most businesses are in it to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're making money off of it, why are they going to stop selling it?
Right. And conversely, if they felt enough pressure from a pressure campaign like this, where they felt like they were losing money, they may very well stop doing it.
I mean,
so businesses often make those decisions. What's going to affect their bottom line?
Yeah, I think there's two things at play here. If they are sympathetic to those who are organizing the boycott, then they might lean toward doing that simply because their personal politics are aligned with those who oppose the Trumps.
Right.
But if you truly care about serving the customer, the thing that matters here is what does the customer want? If the customer wants the product, you need to sell the product.
Well, it sure sounds like, based on the customers we've spoken to, they want Trump wine.
I want a glass of wine just on general principle. 622 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Reston or Thursday in Annapolis. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Located in Front Royal, Virginia, lies a school where 100% of its students are accepted to a college or university. It's Randolph-Macon Academy, a co-ed day and boarding school for students in grades 6 through 12, where graduating classes garner more than $6 million in college scholarship offers each year. Students soar at Randolph-Macon as they build a solid foundation in knowledge, leadership, and character. With 13 to 17 students per class, Randolph-Macon students are challenged by highly qualified qualified, caring teachers. Through Air Force Junior ROTC, students become confident leaders. Plus, they can excel in sports, performing arts, and an optional flight program. Learn how your child can benefit from a Randolph-Macon education at the next open house on Monday, February 20th. To register, visit rma.edu. That's rma.edu. Randolph-Macon Academy, celebrating 125 years of college prep education for future leaders.
A hearty breakfast that gets you out of bed in the morning and the road that lets you safely get to work have one thing in common: salt. Not only does salt make your food taste better, it makes icy roads safer. Using salt to de-ice the roads can reduce car crashes by 88% and injuries by 85%. Icy roads end where salt begins. Everything's better with a little salt. Find out why at alittlesalt.org.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading to the Wilson Bridge. Good time to get going. Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge, without any delays either direction. Top side of the Beltway as you pass New Hampshire Avenue. That's where brake lights start to begin here. Let's take you around and toward Georgia Avenue. No troubles to report on 270, just the volume. Heading off of 295 onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge, onto the freeway. Had a minor crash, quickly cleared, if you heard me talking about it. On 210, they're still dealing with some short timing traffic signal lights north on 210 as you head north of Swan Creek Road. Really looking at those delays, pretty solid up to Fort Washington Road. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, providing comprehensive care for patients with complex heart and vascular conditions. Appointments at MedStarHeartInstitute.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Noticeably cooler today after we pushed it up into the 50s yesterday. A cloud-sun mix today and only about 42 with a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 826.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
All right, we're talking about the Wegmans is getting some pressure to stop selling Trump wines. And a lot of people within the sound of my voice, really reject that idea of the boycott. What will you say to Wegmans if they succumb to this? Richard Stafford, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnais. What do you say?
Well, I mean, we can play the same game. If you go to Wegmans.com, they have a contact us section, and you can send them a direct message. I did that yesterday. Trump, the Meritage is one of my favorite reds. And if they stop selling Trump wine because of these little crybabies, I'll just stop going to Wegmans. I've been going to the Wegmans in Fredericksburg since it opened every week. I go there and I eat lunch, and then I do my grocery shopping every week.
Yep.
I can stop that just as easy as I started it.
All right, so you're sending a message you're not going to be intimidated by this, right?
It's not like there's a shortage of places to go shopping, supermarkets. There are definitely supermarkets everywhere.
There's a very competitive industry there. That's absolutely right. Well, I know I sound like I'm just repeating the same thought, but it's just so wrong to put these retailers in the middle. And I wish that we in America just could get past this idea that we're going to punish people by, denying somebody that wants to buy a product that product. It's 6:28 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these for a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Beltsville Tuesday, February 21st, Bethesda Wednesday, February 22nd, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to Trey Kovacs with CEI about the withdrawal of Puzder to be the Secretary of Labor. What happened there? What happens next? We'll talk to Trey right after the news. And by the way, a big announcement for this station, WMAL. We'll talk about that also after the news, 6:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Immigrants want to send a message today about the contributions they make on a daily basis.
Across the country today, immigrant advocacy groups are asking people to take part in a protest they're calling A Day Without Immigrants. They want immigrants to stay home from work and school so that Americans can see the contributions immigrants make to society here every day. It's not yet clear how widespread this protest will be.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum. The White House is scrambling to find a new nominee for Secretary of Labor now that President Trump's original choice has withdrawn from consideration. Andrew Puzder bailed on the job after acknowledging that he once had employed a housekeeper who was not authorized to work in the U.S. Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris says he will try a different tactic to undo D.C.'s new Death with Dignity law. Harris wants to use the federal appropriations process to block it. Congressional Republicans have admitted that Congress is unlikely to act in time to actually overturn the assisted suicide law. More than half a million workers in D.C. will now be eligible for up to 8 weeks of paid family leave under a new law that Mayor Muriel Bowser has allowed to take effect without her signature. Bowser opposed the paid family leave bill, but it passed the D.C. Council with a veto-proof majority. Nearly 40% of Fairfax County firefighters responding to a recent survey say they have either experienced or witnessed bullying in the fire department. That finding was included in a report from consultants who were hired to analyze the workplace culture after a 31-year-old Fairfax County firefighter paramedic killed herself last year. The snowiest town in Maryland is postponing its annual Winterfest because it's too warm. Michelle Ross with the Greater Oakland Business Association says the event planned for this weekend has now been pushed back a week because temperatures Saturday and Sunday could hit the mid-50s out in western Maryland. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,612, the NASDAQ at 58.19. Sports, a good night for Maryland basketball. Victories for both the men and the second-ranked women. Virginia loses to Duke, also losses for America, Navy, and GW. NBA, the Wizards take on the Pacers on the road tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office with one doctor and in many cases in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Thursday doesn't have much to offer when you compare it to its flashier brother Friday. Unless you count basking in your blackjack streak while sampling the international cuisine of National Market, before having macaroons at the world-famous Bellagio Patisserie with its floor-to-ceiling chocolate fountain and all its sweet, chocolicious glory. Unless you count that.
At MGM National Harbor, even Thursdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And watching the Beltway closely here, Maryland on the outer loop heading north from 202 Landover Road toward 704. A little bit of volume through that stretch. Crews are on their way to see if there's anything in the way. Had a report of a fender bender that was on the shoulder. On the trip inside the Beltway, 50 delays. You're at a stop and go through Chevrolet. Just emerge onto New York and Kenilworth Avenue. DC 295. What we're focused on right now is the stalled car. DDOT's on their way to retrieve northbound 295 between the Suitland Parkway and the 11th Street Bridge. Keep alert there. I don't have which lane that stalled car is in on northbound 295, again, north of the Suitland Parkway. For 395 through Landmark, slow and really in good shape here. Good start through Shirlington to get you past the Pentagon in town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest flow now brings in some colder temperatures to cooler temperatures since we're down a little bit. Today, 42 as we take it down a few on a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. A little colder tonight. Clear 29 outside the Beltway, colder. Sunshine on Friday and back up near 50. Could approach 70 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Arlington, 32 in Silver Spring, 34 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It's 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings of the Mo. By the way, she said good morning to the president. We now know he's awake. We have an alarm that goes off every time he tweets. And he's tweeted in the last few minutes talking about the stock market reaching record highs and great confidence in America and in the economy, etc. So,
yeah, good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Mr. President. It's good to have you along. Listen, coming up in the next few minutes at 7:05, we're going to talk to Noah Pollack from the Weekly Standard about the meeting yesterday between the president and the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. How did that go? At 8:05, Matt Schlapp, CPAC. Yeah, we're going to be at CPAC next week, but we'll talk to Matt Schlapp about all the politics of the moment, and also Jake Tapper of CNN at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson. Once again, very pleased to be joined by Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller. Good morning, Vince.
Who happens to be equally pleased to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's good to know that. Joining us now on the line is Trey Kovacs, Labor Policy Analyst for the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Thought it'd be a good day to have him here to talk about what happened with Andrew Posner, who was the president's nominee to be the next Secretary of Labor. He withdrew his name from consideration yesterday. Trey, good morning to you. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right. First of all, what happened and why did it lead to this?
Well, so labor unions think they own the Labor Department. So they weren't going to like anyone who was going to put the economy first and came from the business community. So they put out an all-out assault to torpedo Posner's nomination. And unfortunately, they succeeded because, you know, he would have been a great secretary who, you know, understood how jobs were created and understands that government does not know how to create jobs.
There's some irony in the fact that labor unions who are supportive, who basically he was taken down by the fact that he had hired an illegal immigrant, one of a couple things that were brought up against him. But labor unions presumably would not want to support illegal immigration, yet did. I mean, they support the entire Obama agenda on illegal immigration for some unknown reason, because it only happens to serve union leadership, not the interests of their members. And yet that occurred. The illegal immigration somehow was the thing that took down Andy Puzder.
Well, you know, it was the combination of things. But, you know, he remedied his wrong, you know, when he found out that, you know, she was an undocumented worker. He, you know, discontinued employment, you know, tried to find her legal status and paid back taxes. So, you know, I mean, who's going around asking for papers for everyone, you know, who they come into contact with?
Right. And who hasn't hired somebody to help clean? And in this case, he did. And he tried. Right. They tried to paint him and make him suffer the consequences. So, you know, do you expect that anybody different is going to come in that'll be completely different than Andy Puzder? I mean, it seems like no matter what, the person who's going to come in and be the labor secretary will be somebody who's sort of in the mold of Andy Puzder.
Well, that would be the hope. I mean, certainly we'd want the next labor secretary to make a clean break from the policies of the past administration of, you know, piling up regulatory burdens on employers. And yes, you would assume in the names that have been floated, it seems like you're going to get someone who's pro-worker freedom, you know, favoring secret ballot elections to card check, and someone who, you know, wants to put American jobs first.
It always seems that the Secretary of Labor is the one that is the most difficult to get across the goal line. I mean, I remember Linda Chavez. Clinton had some trouble. Well, you know, what is it about this labor position that always seems to draw so much fire?
Well, certainly labor unions have a lot of money, a lot of forced union member dues to fight anyone who they view won't protect their narrow private interest and would do good for the whole economy rather than just that.
All right, so who are the people that are most likely to be looked at going forward? I've seen some names, but I'd like to know what you think the names are.
Well, so the name that I've heard and am most excited about is Peter Kersenow, who was a former NLRB member under Bush. And he's spoken with Donald Trump on an occasion to talk about labor policy. And he has a strong record of decisions at the NLRB and certainly has come out publicly against some of the positions that the NLRB has taken under Obama. He's come out against the joint employer rule that makes it harder for businesses to expand and hire. So I think he would be a great choice, and hopefully we can get it done this time.
All right. There are a couple of the names I've seen. Two of them are Hispanic names. I don't know much about them. Joseph Guzman and Alexander Acosta. What do we know about them?
Well, so Alexander Acosta was briefly the NLRB general counsel, I believe, for under a year. And now is currently the dean at Florida International. I don't know much about his record. The other one, Guzman, is an assistant professor at Michigan State, and I'm not really, you know, these aren't national figures, so, you know, it will be interesting to kind of dig into their record.
And I hear one other name mentioned, Catherine Templeton.
Yeah, so she did good work. She was labor secretary in the state of South Carolina. And, you know, they're a good right-to-work state and have had good labor policy under Nikki Haley.
So, you know, the president spent a lot of time obviously talking about labor insofar as he wants to create American jobs. He wants to limit, you know, illegal immigration. What can the labor secretary do specifically in his role or her role to advance the Trump agenda with regards to both slowing immigration and the displacement of American jobs and also dealing with trade issues?
Well, I think one of the best things that the labor secretary can do is, one, withdraw the overtime rule that was issued under the Obama administration. That imposes huge costs, and certainly will reduce flexible workforce places and hours. But also, when they're issuing rules, they need to follow up and track them to see how the cost of these rules are impacting workers. And if it's displacing, large amounts of workers, they need to go back to, withdraw the rule and go back to the drawing board.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to leave it right there. Trey Kovacs with CEI, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
644 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do too. Here's what's cool about Zero Res. Their name, Zero Res, it means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They've patented a process that cleans without any chemicals. It means your clean carpets will be safe for you, your kids, and your pets. In fact, their process helps your rug stay cleaner longer and won't stiffen the fabric the way others do. A Zero Res clean will remove all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Your carpets will look brand new again, trust me. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood, and tile floors, and even upholstery. Listen, I've got a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway clean for free. Call them, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hi, it's Jamie Witten, and while you may know me as the traffic reporter from WMAL, did you also know that like some of you, I too was looking for a new caring dentist? Thankfully, I found the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Their personalized care and attention to detail was something I had never experienced from any dental office. There is absolutely no judgment in their office, even if it's been years or decades from your last visit. They have created a compassionate, warm, and welcoming environment for even the most fearful patients. It's really life-changing. If you're interested in sedation dentistry or are finally looking to settle into an entirely different kind of dental care like I was, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Providing the care you need when you need it is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
It is 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Maryland, around the Beltway, crash is on the outer loop north of 202. Right in that area, there's a Wegmans, too, if you get off the Beltway. But outer loop north of 202 before you get 704, that's where you have the crash activity distracting. That's before you get the 50, the John Hanson Highway. The inner loop southbound side, your lanes are open and no delays passing through that stretch. On 50 inside the Beltway, boy, we're bunched up here past 410 down toward 202. And it was continuous down to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. But right near 202, you catch brakes. So it looks like an incident in between those two spots, giving us a little cut through that stop and go. DC 295 northbound has come up to the 11th Street Bridge, had the stalled north of the Suitland Parkway. For Virginia, not so bad. Beltway in Annandale, just a little bit of volume, 66 as you push out of Manassas towards Centerville, a little bit of that stop and go. And again in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, but we've been incident free there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Noticeably cooler today after we pushed it up into the 50s yesterday. A cloud sun mix today and only about 42 with a gusty west-northwesterly breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 34 degrees on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, a certified fan favorite, and we have several things to talk about in the critter world today, and because there's so many items, I got to get right to it there, Vince. You ready?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I want to talk about what happened at a homeowners association in Centerville, and it has to do with dogs. So they got their dogs in this little neighborhood.
Without knowing anything else, this sounds like a great story.
Yeah, that's right. Homeowners association, that's your alert that it's going to be a good story.
Yes.
So people walk their dogs there, and all of a sudden, the people who walk their dogs in this little homeowner's neighborhood find out that the receptacles are gone. They've been taken away. and they're very irritated. So a war has begun between the dog owners who resent the fact that their dog waste receptacles have been taken away and the people on the homeowners association who made this decision.
Oh, crap.
It's gotten bad. Little bags of doggy doo have been dropped into people's cars who were on the homeowners association.
Oh, you do and say.
I do say. and apparently it's gotten so bad that one of the dog owners was so angry that they packaged up some of this material and tried to mail it to the people who serve on the Homeowners Association. And now the United States Postal Service is involved because you can't apparently do that.
Well, it also requires a lot of postage in order to send something like that.
You can't actually do that. Moving on, we need to talk about what happened down in Charlotte. This is really quite amazing. So an American Eagle 737 is taking off from the Charlotte Douglas International Airport, and in the middle of the rollout, as it's running down the runway, just before the pilot rotates and lifts the aircraft off, they hit a deer. A deer on the runway at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Now, the plane did get off into the air, but then they decided, well, we don't know what got damaged, so we better return immediately. They did a quick turnaround and came back and landed, and they had to declare an emergency.
Takeoff is already so nerve-wracking for so many people that all of a sudden you're hitting a deer. You can't escape them.
Yeah, I mean, come on. They're everywhere. Beware of the deer at Douglas Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
They have like whistles and stuff to try and to attach to your car, like high pitched whistles to stop you from hitting deer. It doesn't work. Nothing works. Deer will always find cars.
They do have something like that for geese. That's a noisemaker on the engines that's supposed to scare the geese away so they don't hit a geese, hit a big flock of geese.
The planes are going to name them now.
That's right. So they actually do have that. And very quickly, we got to say that it's getting a little silly over at the National Zoo. It's the final countdown to say bye-bye to Bow Bow, and people are just going nuts. You know, I look at this, and I think it solves a problem, because I was always confused about Bow Bow and Bebe. What is this thing about naming bears with double B names? I mean, you got your Bow Bow, then you got your Bebe, and, of course, the ever-popular Boo Boo. Hey, Boo Boo. Remember Boo Boo the Bear?
I do remember.
Well,
yes.
I mean, there's a habit of naming bears after with a double B name. But now Bow Bow is out of the way, or soon to be out of the way, going back to China on a Federal Express plane, a Panda Express.
She's going to bow bow out.
This is not a Panda Express where you get shrimp at the mall. This is a Panda Express that will take Bow Bow back to China.
Bow Bow is one of the only panda babies to ever survive actually being born.
That's right.
An incredible feat for a panda.
It's 6:51 on WMAL.
Are you a stressed out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel any time. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renter's Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of
people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is 6:53. Let's check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's John Lesher. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian. The futures are falling this morning after setting new record highs yesterday. Government experts say the cost of health care will continue to rise regardless of what the president and Congress do with Obamacare. It's expected that health care will grow at an annual average of 5.5% through 2025, outpacing expected economic growth. Production workers at Boeing's plant in South Carolina have voted not to join the Machinist Union, upholding the South's anti-union history. President Trump will visit the plant Friday to attend the rollout of a new Boeing Dreamliner. A report today is expected to show that last week's jobless claims rose by as many as 10,000 first-time applications. Looks like filings for housing permits rose in January, but housing starts fell. Construction of multifamily houses has been tanking lately. And we'll also get a reading on weekly mortgage rates. I'm Chad Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Military service helped me with discipline, especially when it came to my weight, but civilian life, not so much.
Those active duty exercises got harder to keep up, and dieting just kept me feeling hungry.
If you're a veteran in need of safe and effective weight loss, you're not alone, but V-Block therapy can help. V-Block is an FDA-approved pacemaker-like device implanted just under the skin during a safe outpatient procedure that doesn't alter your anatomy. The device helps you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight.
It was tough to admit I needed help losing weight.
But V-Block may be covered by my veteran benefits at little to no cost, so I figured, why not try it?
Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com.
This device is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading into town on 50 and through Chevrolet. Right now we're hung up to get past the crash as you approach 202. So inbound, just inside the Beltway, that's where I see those delays. Once you get past 202, since you're hung up there, now the next set of delays is right as you merge onto 295 southbound to get you past East Capitol Street and down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. That's slow go for the morning commute. Lanes reported open on the southeast southwest freeway. Had the earlier stalled northbound 295 as you come up to the 11th Street Bridge to the Wilson Bridge. Your backups before St. Barnabas Road. Hang on if you're heading in through Landover and toward New Carrollton. Crash on the outer loop before you get to 202. That was along the left side. Virginia Beltway, we're looking pretty good. A little bit of volume in Annandale and then pretty much delay-free from 66 to the Legion Bridge for right now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, sun and clouds mixed today, a high of 42 tonight, down to around 29. Still pretty cold overnight, then tomorrow in the 50s. And looking into Saturday and Sunday and into Monday, temperatures are going to be back in the 60s. Pretty nice. Currently in the nation's capital, 34 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL. Did you hear the big, super big news from WMAL?
I'm not even sure how you could avoid it, actually.
Yeah, it's especially around here. Here's Bruce Allen.
Yeah, from the 70s to the 90s, this was our flagship station. I also found out back in the 40s or the 50s, so this is over six decades worth of football given to the Washington community through WMAL, and we hope to recapture some of the glory.
The Redskins are coming back to WMAL starting this coming season. This is exciting stuff. That was Bruce Allen making the announcement on the obviously named Larry O'Connor show last night about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And he was there along with Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins. We're going to carry the Redskins here on WMAL along with the other stations that carry it already in this area. And so the idea is to give it a sort of have a bigger signal that will cover a bigger area, and people have been asking for that, and we're very excited to have the Redskins coming here. In addition to carrying the games, WMAL will carry an hour of the Redskins Radio Network pregame show, as well as an hour of Redskins Radio Network postgame programming. So, coming in this football season, this will be the place you tune in, and you can get your Redskins coverage right here.
Right, and I know a lot of people who like to marry their radio broadcast to the television broadcast.
Of course, yeah. That goes
so you can listen. You can listen to the radio commentary on WMAL as you watch along on television.
Yeah. Again, as I said, Bruce Allen came on Larry's show yesterday and made the announcement. Here is more from Bruce Allen. Cut 7, Mike, if I could, please. Bruce Allen, the president of the Redskins, yesterday on WMAL.
We're so proud to announce a relationship with WML, and we're going to broadcast our games. You're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Holy Moses.
And our fans.
Yes.
our fans from Annapolis to Frederick to Fredericksburg, who have been asking for greater ability to listen to our games, are going to be able to hear it. And we're actually coming home.
And all around, I come in this morning, see, I sort of knew this was coming, but I couldn't say anything. And so all around the station this morning, I come in, and there are Redskins, you know, logos all over the place and banners all over the place. And I've got a banner here behind me, and we got a big Redskin helmet now on the door.
It's so practically a Redskins locker room now, actually.
It really has that feel to it, doesn't it? And by the way, an improvement, if you want to know my opinion. So exciting news. The Redskins come back to WMAL, and we couldn't be happier about it. It's now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk to Noah Pollack about the meeting between the president and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu. And we'll talk again about the day without immigrants. Really, what is that all about and what do they hope to accomplish? It is 7 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM.